The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Couple of days until the 4th of July. Security, I imagine, Harley's going to be pretty high all across the US, particularly in places like New York.
Well, yeah, it's always that way, of course, ever since 9/11. But federal authorities put out a warning today that political radicals, white supremacists, and others could look to attack Independence Day on July 4th. The bulletin said domestic terrorists have attacked perceived oppressors, opponents, and enemies engaged in outdoor First Amendment-protected rallies or protests during past summers. However, I did a little review of July 4th connected terror attacks, and there have only been two of them since 1990, and both were perpetrated by Islamic radicals. Mm. The white supremacists have been blamed for an assortment of domestic violence attacks, but they have historically not been aimed at patriotic holidays. Nonetheless, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and National Counterterrorism Center are urging not just law enforcement personnel to keep their eyes open, but people too. The general rule is, if you see something, say something.
Yep, report it. Get on the phone and ring it in. Plane crash in Texas, 10 people dead.
10 people aboard a business plane died in Texas when the plane crashed into a hangar during takeoff at Addison Airport. That's near Dallas, Texas.
How can you crash into a hangar?
Well, usually if it's a problem like that on the runway, then you veer off the runway into the hangar. It can be because one of the engines suddenly quits for some reason, and the yaw of the other engine, you know, pushing you in the other direction is more than the pilot can keep up with. That's unusual. You do train for that sort of thing, and I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's certainly one thing that could happen. Could be something as simple as a tire blew out on one side and they lost control of it. Don't know for sure what happened, but that's it's a Super King Air 350 by Beechcraft. It's a very, very capable turboprop airplane, very popular with corporations, even small commuter carriers. The plane erupted in flames when it left the runway, collided with the hangar. It also happened to contain a multi-million-dollar business jet and a helicopter. No people in the hangar at the time. The flight plan was for St. Petersburg, Florida, and I guess we'll find out later, what the actual cause was. I was just guessing there, of course.
Tragic accident. Now, U.S. and Russia talking about a prisoner swap?
Well, this would be interesting. This is a proposed prisoner swap, according to Interfax news agency in Russia. And this is Russia calling on the U.S. to free a Russian pilot named Konstantin Yaroshenko. And the idea may be that Moscow is seeking that prisoner exchange involving Paul Whelan, who's a former U.S. Marine who's being held in Russia on spying charges. He says it's not true, claims it's some sort of political kidnap. In the meantime, Yaroshenko is doing about 20 years in prison for conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into the country. He was arrested by U.S. Special Forces in Liberia back in 2010. Will they do it? I wouldn't be surprised if there is some sort of prisoner swap on this. Whelan, who's being held there, holds U.S., British, Canadian, and Irish passports. So he is definitely a citizen of the world.
Good on you, Harley. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley Carnes there.